The Message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the Message to Israel.
Shalom Aleichem. Greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of Yeshua HaMashiach, and thank you for joining us today. We have been considering the Ten Commandments, a series of 10 obligatory principles binding on the nation of Israel, and which are also a special series of guidelines for all people to live by. In the first 4 statements of the Decalogue, we have guidelines governing man's relationship with God. Yeshua HaMashiach summarized these 4 commandments with these words. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. If we love God with the totality of our being, that is, with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, then we will give him first place in our lives. We will worship him in sincerity and in truth, and will gladly be obedient to his every command. Jesus then proceeded to summarize the remaining 6 commandments, commandments that deal with man's relationship with his fellow man. Both Yahweh in the Old Testament and Yeshua HaMashiach in the New Testament were concerned about how men got along with one another. Yeshua said, And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Jesus concludes his teaching on the law by saying, On these 2 commandments hang all the law and the prophets. This morning, I desire to share a few thoughts with you on what is known as the 5th commandment. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12 states, Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Rabbinical tradition teaches that the 10 commandments were equally divided on the 2 tables of stone given to Moses. The commandment dealing with children's respect for their parents is number 5 on the first tablet. It is noteworthy that in the footnote of the Hebrew Bible it says, When people honor their parents, God regards it as if they honor him. With this commandment there is a change in emphasis, but it is a change that flows from what has been previously written. First and foremost, it is essential that man have a right relationship with God. Then, flowing from that right relationship with God, we are to have a right relationship with our fellow man. In this new dispensation of grace brought about by the death and resurrection of Yeshua HaMashiach, a right relationship with God is brought about through repentance toward God and faith toward his Son, Yeshua. The teaching of the Word of God is that a right relationship with God through faith in Yeshua also brings about a right relationship with other men. If a person professes to be rightly related with God and yet demonstrates a hatred for his fellow man, then it is questionable that he truly knows God. It is noteworthy that when God begins to give instruction on how we are to relate to our fellow man, he begins with those who are closest to us, our parents. Neighbors and friends and others take second place. Someone has said, The home is the vineyard of the nations, and a child's respect and honor for the parents is the first grown fruit. In the 2nd book of Moses, Exodus, Moses writes, Honor thy father and thy mother. The emphasis is on honoring one's parents. Later, Moses doesn't say, Honor your parents, but rather he says, Fear your parents. While honor and fear are 2 different words, each carrying a unique significance, they carry the same import, that of having an attitude of respect and reverence for one's father and mother. Nothing degrades a person's character greater than parental disrespect. Respect for parents is shown in the way that we pay attention to their instruction. The wise king of Israel, Solomon, wrote in his book of Proverbs a number of statements encouraging children to give heed to parental instruction. Writing to his own son, he says, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck." To the children of other parents he writes, "Hearken unto thy father that begot thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old." The words "hear" and "hearken" do not just mean pay attention to what they are saying, but includes the idea of obedience. It is listening carefully with the intention of obeying. This brings us to other verses that distinctly call for obedience to one's parents. Solomon writes, "My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother." And again he writes, "My son, keep my words, and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart." Solomon's command to keep the instructions of one's parents is far more than just a blind obedience or "do it because I say so." While the observance is the main idea of these verses, they carry the idea of carefully guarding that which one's parents have committed to you, guarding it by obedience, and then passing the truths on to the next generation. In the Brit Kadoshah, or New Testament, the Apostle Paul, writing to the Christian church at Ephesus, says to the children, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Respect and honor for one's parents may also be revealed through one's lifestyle, the way we live, that is, through the values that dominate and govern the way we live. Every decent parent rejoices when their child, through their conduct, reveals the credibility of the way they have been brought up. A life of integrity is a precious thing to the individual and a blessing to one's parents. The implications of this commandment go way beyond just the family setting. It touches many areas of society. A child taught to honor and respect the authority of parents will find it easier to respect the authority of the teacher at school, the policeman on his beat, the neighbor living next door, and yes, even the government guiding our nation. I am not talking about the giving of blind allegiance, but rather the respectful appreciation of the various levels of authority set up in our society. In these closing moments, let me share with you a number of principles that parents need to share with their children and which children ought to obey. 1. A belief that the Bible is the inspired Word of God and that it is the final authority for what we believe and how we should live. 2. That life's purpose should be to seek God and set godly goals for one's life. 3. That the body is the temple of God and ought not to be defiled through sexual promiscuity or the ingestion of drugs and alcohol. 4. That one's activities must never weaken and contradict one's convictions that have been taught them. 5. That marriage is a lifelong commitment. 6. That wealth is a trust to be used right and proper to build up and not to tear down. Now I realize that all of you cannot handle the instruction that I have just shared. You cannot handle it, for your relationship with God through faith in His Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, is not yet established. You need to ask God to forgive you for your sin, and you need to ask His Son to dwell in your heart by the Holy Spirit. to those of you who profess to be the children of God through faith in Yeshua, then the Holy Spirit indwells you, and you have all the resources you need to be godly and faithful children and parents.